far beyond my reach. Who was this man called Jesus? The world cannot ignore the impact he has made on history. His life and words demand an answer. Just a man? Some would say that we and he are simply a collection of cosmic dust. And as is popular among many in academics today, children of the stars. While that sounds poetic, sadly enough, it means that from dust we were born, and to dust we shall return. Either the words spoken by the Lord are indeed truth, or they are not. The scriptures leave no ambiguity regarding the very words he spoke. Do they tell of a hope that is empty, and even so bold of an eternal life that is not to be so? There can be no twisting of the truth within the scriptures that clearly say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Why is the truth so hidden to so many? The scripture says it's because of unbelief. Eyes that cannot see and ears that cannot hear. Hardened hearts that refuse to believe in God as creator and place man as the pinnacle of creation, the master of his own faith. The chorus speaks of the wonder and work of the Holy Spirit within a Christian's life. It is vital. The scripture says that when we cry, "Abba, Father," it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit reaches where even the best counsel cannot. The Lord does indeed guide through the love actions and words of other believers, as is his design, certainly, within the body of Christ, but it is the Holy Spirit that causes counsel to hit its mark. It is when we humble ourselves before the very throne of grace, without pretense, even beyond our own needs, seeking not the gift but the giver himself, that he speaks to us. It is then the Spirit calls to remembrance the written word which we have read and kept in our heart, and thus it becomes the living word, our comforter and our counselor. It is the promise of the Lord that he would not leave us desolate. His Spirit dwells within us. It is when we answer his call personally on our knees that the true transformation occurs. Spiritual strength does not develop simply by a one-time mountaintop experience. Neither does physical strength from a single meal. Consider the devotion of the athlete who excels. It is through reason of use, the discipline of exercise, by the laying up of the word in our hearts, time alone with God, and the daily devotion. May this be true for you also. May the Spirit of God speak to you far beyond your own reach. May you then also cry, "Abba, Father." Blessings, my friend.